It's M when I'm chatting with Inspector Phil Booth, who's just been appointed to take the lead on local policing in the High Peak area. Well, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about what your role involves?
My role is I manage all the policing within the High Peak area. So I'm the local inspector. So I have the Safer Neighbourhood team staff under my management and also the staff that answer all the routine calls for service.
So how well do you know the High Peak area?
I know High Peak very well. I started here 22 years ago as a young PC in Buxton. My first temporary promotion was in New Mills, and I've worked on the Safer Neighbourhood teams up in Glossop for 3 years, so I've got a good knowledge of the area.
So what are your priorities going to be?
I think the main priority for High Peak policing, it's been the same for many years, is to deal with the cross-border criminality. Where we sit in the county of Derbyshire, we're bordered by five forces, and unfortunately that makes us an attractive proposition for crooks to travel over the border and come and commit crime on us.
Yeah, so when you're referring to that, it's mainly sort of burglaries, isn't it, and car thefts and that sort of thing that
It is burglaries, theft from vehicles. I mean, the High Peak, don't get me wrong, the High Peak is still a safe place to live. Our burglary rates and our theft from vehicles compared to other parts of Derbyshire and certainly compared to our neighbouring forces is very low, but it is somewhere, an area we're vulnerable in and an area that as a police service we need to concentrate on.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge then in the High Peak?
It's the same as it's always been. It's the geography. We have several large towns, we also have a big rural area, and it's a long way between places, and I have a limited resource to spread across that big geographical area.
So how important is it for police to engage with the local community, do you think?
Well, we certainly can't do policing on our own. Those days are long gone where the police came and just delivered a service. It has got to be in partnership with the community, be that voluntary groups. So I've worked very closely in the past with the churches of Glossop, for example, delivering a street pastors programme. The work they guys did does take a lot of pressure off policing in an area that might not have been our core role, fighting criminality, but was looking after vulnerable people. And the street pastors are doing that for us. We work very, very closely with High Peak Borough Council, the community safety partnerships. Engaging with partners is really important just to share that workload and actually recognise that crime isn't just a policing problem. It's all of society's problem. We need to work together on it.
Now, obviously, you can't be everywhere all of the time. So how vital is it that the public report suspicious activity to you?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. It's really frustrating when we've had a crime overnight and then my staff go out and they'll do house-to-house inquiries only to be told, well, the dogs woke me up at 3 a.m. and there was somebody on my drive, and we're finding that out the morning after. We can't be everywhere at once. So the public can help us by giving us a clue where to be at the right times. And I'd much rather my staff turn out to a good intent call that turns out to be nothing than as not to turn out and miss something that could have perhaps prevented somebody's house being broken into or a car being broken into.
And what would your advice be to the public then if they see something suspicious? How should they get in touch?
If something's suspicious and it's happening now and you genuinely believe that a crime may be taking place, then ring 999. There's the staff on duty throughout the High Peak, 24 hours a day. I know the police stations aren't all open, but those staff are there. We've got staff based in Glossop, the staff based in Buxton. They do patrol throughout the whole peak 24 hours a day. So, yeah, ring 999 and we will respond.
And any other sort of matters, the best number would be the 101 number, would it?
Yeah, so for routine inquiries, then we have got the 101 number. There's also a lot of advice available on our website. So which service is... Sometimes people think policing is the way to go, and actually it's a service that's delivered by the council or the local authority. Check out our website or ring 101, and the staff there will signpost people to the right place. But also, we run an appointment system, so in the same way that you would make an appointment to go and see your doctor, we run an appointment system. So if you've got a crime inquiry that isn't urgent, it doesn't need a police officer with blue lights coming, ring 101 and the staff there will make an appointment, and we can arrange an appointment come to the police station and see an officer.
So can you explain the situation with Glossop Police Station? Is it actually open?
Glossop Police Station, it's not open to the public. We don't have an inquiry office there anymore. But what I do have, I have a team of staff. They are based there 24 hours a day. We respond out of Glossop Police Station. There's a Safer Neighbourhood team there. And if we make appointments with the public in Glossop, they're based at Glossop Police Station. So, no, we don't have an inquiry office open anymore. But, yes, we are very much a present in Glossop and 24 hours a day there.